We're here at the Hack the Anvil Hackathon at Purdue University, where a group of students have created something very cool. Tell me your names.
Suhas.
Divya.
Ravi.
Nikhil.
And what's the name of this team?
We're the Red Lanterns.
The Red Lanterns, all right. And you've created the project. What's the name of the project? Is that also the Red Lantern?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Red Lantern Project. Tell me about it.
So we track the motion. The idea of this project was to track motion, simple motions and simple gestures to control your everyday objects, like, say, a lighting, for example, your heaters. If you're a DJ and you want to control a whole bunch of lighting, you can just control the crowd and the lighting at the same time with just gestures. So that's the idea.
To add on to that, we have we used an API from
context.io.
So what you do is you send us an email. Suppose you're in the middle of a party and you get a very important email from your boss that you're fired. Hopefully not, but... And you're dancing and you want to know if you're expecting something. So your light will suddenly blink red depending on the context of your email. So if it's a hate email, then you get, like, red... The lights go red. It blinks red.
Blinking.
Yeah. If it's a happy email, it goes green blinking. And you can immediately identify. So if you're dancing, you know, oh, you got a happy email. You can check it if you want or not.
So you're more likely to check the green emails than the red emails.
Exactly.
The green emails.
Is it a coincidence that you named yourself after the hateful email signal? Red Lantern?
No, that's because
that's the story in itself. We have a red lantern while we were working on the top of the table.
I see it over there.
Yeah.
I think we see it in the background of this picture. Let's share.
So that was why we started.
That's the red lantern.
Because we spent 36 hours sitting under that lantern and
36 hours at the hackathon.
Yep. Yeah.
Tell me about the technologies that you use here.
So I can go ahead and start with, we have three basic technologies. One is the Kinect sensor that you see from Microsoft, which we got from our friend here.
David.
Then second is the Philips Hue, which Context.io gave us. And now we have these two pieces of hardware along with the API that Context.io gave us. And we want to integrate all of this together. So we thought about what we can do. And then the idea of... So Kinect V2 lets you do gesture control, which is... I think there's a new feature in Kinect V2, which lets you identify your motion if your hand is closed or open or if it's in lasso or whichever feature. So we use that to control the lights. So if you turn your hands, if your hands are closed, you can turn off your lights at home. So you walk in your house and you want to turn on your lights. So go in front of the Kinect and just open your hands and your lights turn on. So that's one.
And adding to that, we have a natural language processing engine running on the background there. So it reads your email like she did mention before. But we read the context of your email. It's not just the hit words. We look at the entire paragraphs, the meanings. Hmm. We analyze it for subjectivity. We analyze it for polarity. And it's pretty much that you're sitting down, reading a book, the light blinks, and before you even read the mail, you know what the mail's about. So that's pretty
much natural language processor. Did you write that processor yourself?
Or no, we did not write the processor. We did not write the processor. We did adapt it, and we use it for our purposes here.
I see. I was also intrigued by the fact that to use the Kinect, you had to use the SDK, which only works with .NET. You wrote that in C#. You're not just using C#. You're mixing a few languages here.
We use Python. So we had like a combination of Python integrated with C#, and they were talking over inter-process communication channel. Sockets.
Okay.
So it was kind of a bunch of things we were aware of but hadn't actually coded in our past, so it was like reading up all the stuff it was a nice experience because...
Hold that up, Laura.
Yeah, sorry. So it was a nice experience telling that the Kinect has a very, very powerful features of, you know, the motion sensing and tracking the objects in 3D of the body parts, and we definitely want to continue our project and, you know, to try to get like a full body feature and stuff like that.
That's cool. So the Kinect takes care of knowing when your hand is open, closed,
right,
or whatever.
Right,
but you had to write the code to say when it's closed, turn the lights off. When
right,
it's open,
right,
closed,
right.
When you move this way, change the colors.
Yeah, so basically taking that data into the open source world where you can do anything you want, apply all the open source stuff, like any home automation device that runs in Python or in any open source API that's available, you can use your Kinect motion and gesture control to do that. So you can create your living room, and you can turn your living room into a discotheque. You can have
absolutely
hundreds
we're
of
do that later.
And just dance
absolutely.
With colors.
How much of this stuff did you know ahead of time? You probably knew Python before you came here, right?
Yes.
What did you know before you came in? What did you learn
about
in
Kinect?
The course of this
none.
Project? Nothing. No, you didn't
like
know
zero knowledge. We started
you
with
only
zero.
C#?
we knew C and C++ and we knew how to code.
Okay.
So, and these friends here from Microsoft, guys here from Microsoft, helps a lot. Huh? A lot. And that got up to speed. And by today, till 6 a.m., we had parts of things working. And by 8 a.m., we had everything working. So, that's amazing.
Do you have anything to add?
No, I think they have pretty much covered everything. So
maybe we could do a demo. Let's do a demo.
Absolutely.
All right, hang on.
So right now we're tracking two gestures, an open palm and a closed palm. And also we're tracking the position of the palm itself. So what we're mapping this to is we're tracking the palm in three dimensions. The X and Y coordinates that are in this direction control the color. We have 16 million colors to choose from. And the Z axis controls the intensity of the light. Ravi? So that controls the intensity of the light. And
what are the next features you're going to add to this?
One of the most important things is the Kinect. I just realized this today. Kinect has a voice thing to control the whole thing. So when voice, you enter your house, you can say, turn the lights on. And the Kinect microphone has an audio feature library, which was added in V2. So, I mean, instead of hand, you can just use voice. Why not that?
I mean, I like it.
Voice control, voice activated. Home automation.
Then you can sing and dance. Yeah.
You can sing and dance.
That's a high five right there.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Congratulations on an excellent project.
Technology brings people closer and makes friends, and that's what we're here for. We're here to build technology.
To friends.
To friends, the future, and technology.